Our Honest Life is a minimally edited slice of life podcast that may contain vulgar language, adult themes, and sexually graphic content. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, coming to you from the future of 1970, this is Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy.
Pew, pew, laser beams!
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What do you think the future was going to be like if you were born in 19... Well, not born, but like you were, you know, our age in 1970 and you were thinking, what's the future going to be like in that far-off year of 2017?
I think the future would have seemed just endless possibilities, but people still didn't really have a good grasp on actually what it would be like. Like, they were still thinking weird sci-fi. Like, I don't think people were thinking you carry a phone around, but everyone's kind of bored about it.
When did the Jetsons come out, the cartoon? Was it the 70s or, like, early 80s?
I feel like it was the 70s.
If I recall correctly, and I'm just that type of person to know stupid stuff like this, the Jetsons actually ceased production and then, like, resumed in the 80s for sure. So I think it may have started in the 70s. And then it, like, started up again, and that's when they added that weird, like, suction cup alien guy who lives with them.
I love when that happens with old cartoons, when you have a cartoon that aired originally in the 50s or 60s, and then they stopped it for a while, and then they rebooted it later, and then you get that weird animation shift. Like, there was originally a Chipmunks cartoon that aired, I don't know, 60s or something. 60s or 70s. Probably 70s. But then it stopped production and it rebooted later in the late 80s, early 90s. So you've got, if you're trying to look for this cartoon for whatever reason, because you're a dork, sometimes you'll get the wrong one. Be like, I just can't find the stuff in the 80s. Anyways, that's boring as fuck.
Whew.
Yeah, completely incoherent.
So people in the 1970s, what do you think they thought the year 2017 was going to be like?
I think everyone was going to wear super silver disco spacesuits.
Didn't they start to do that in later 70s, though? Isn't that like, you know, you get, that's the disco era, and you get all your bell bottoms and your, you know, silver was a perfectly acceptable color to wear.
Gold lame everything.
Yeah.
I feel like the people in the 70s thought that the future was just gonna look like Maud. It was just Maud.
Like the show Maud?
No.
About that older lady?
Maud. Yeah. That was on...
That's the future of 2017.
Yeah, that was.
Man, they got it right.
That's exactly what old ladies are like now.
Well, fudge. I say fudge more now than fuck. Fuck feels foreign. Fudge is more easily said now, all thanks to our 8-year-old daughter who can't stop saying fudge. Oh, fudge, every time she does something wrong. And it's great because it sounds exactly like she's going to drop the big F bomb, but it's fudge every time.
Yeah, children swearing is adorable.
It's super amusing.
She swears,
well,
like,
well, she's saying the same thing.
Girl.
She means it the same.
Oh, pickles.
A Mennonite girl swear, yeah.
I knew a lot of Mennonite girls when I was a kid. And they never swore, but they would get really mad, and they would just have super creative curse word replacements.
What?
And they were mad, so they'd be saying these adorable things.
Why do you attribute this just to Mennonite girls? That's the part where that I'm like, well, that's weird. It just seems like more wholesome, you know, folks with, you know.
Probably because I didn't know any wholesome folks who weren't super religious.
The association goes hand in hand in your head?
Yes, because you got to remember, for, you know, church remembers, everyone else's is
the
probably
the church
new
never
knowledge.
Forgets. Isn't that right, Mercy?
Never. No, you bring something up like 10 years later. You'd be like, remember that time that you said this awful thing?
I'll forget everything else. Yeah. I'll remember that. I'll have perfect clarity recall for the most annoying thing I can possibly remember.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah.
I have no idea what I was talking about.
The future of the 1970s.
Future. The future is now. Remember when I made you watch that movie Beyond the Black Rainbow? And you hated me so much?
Yeah.
It was great. But I felt bad. I legitimately felt really bad and remorseful that I made you watch it. But at the same time, I was so thankful you watched it with me, because no one ever wants to watch shitty sci-fi with me.
I don't even know that it's shitty. It's off-putting. It's shot like an art house piece. It's meant to provoke an emotional response through, like, unsettling, like, imagery and angle and color. And it's like, extremely art house. And it's just dressed up as sci-fi.
The entire movie is just an example of the uncanny valley. It's close enough to real life, but it's not. And it just feels weird.
You always make me talk about this movie. I'm not talking about this movie anymore. Hey, oh, remember that shitty thing you went through with me? Relive it. Oh, okay, jeez. Let it go.
I like bad movies. Like, people claim they like bad movies, but I like shitty movies. Like, Neil Breen movies are honestly the most enjoyable thing. We haven't seen the new Neil Breen movie, have we?
Yeah, no. We watched the trailer for it, which was like a mini movie unto itself.
It's out, right? I think it's been out for a while. Wasn't it released in, like, October?
So people with, like, real talent when it comes to podcasting, like, have, like, great topics and insightful things and, like, research.
No.
Yeah.
This is a hobby. I'm not daily.
No.
Oh, I'm going to research all this stuff.
No. I'm just saying, like, they actually sit down and they write their stuff down and they think it's, you know, it's good, it's quality. And I guess it must be because they're successful and they do well at it.
Those assholes.
Here's my list that I've been working on. This is where you see the difference between us and the professionals. This is amateur hour. Here we go. Are curses real?
So, do you want me to respond to this or just let you go through the list?
I don't know. This is probably why we're horrible, in that I don't know what to do with these things I put down. So you're supposed to help me work through this. So, are curses real? It's a, you know, yes, no, maybe.
I think a lot of cursing is self-fulfilling prophecies, or people who are extremely paranoid who just think they're cursed and they make their own bad luck. I don't think you could actually curse someone.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I have that power. No.
Damn, I felt like the room was like, the lights were going to flicker and it was going to be like The Conjuring or shit in here.
I installed a switch under this table here. I can flick it and it makes the lights do shit.
You're always bumping the table with your knee to make a thump.
Yeah. Ooh, what's that?
Kind of seance. You've got a bell hidden in, like, it's tied to your trousers. What's your next shitty list?
So I think your answer was no, curses are not real.
No, but here's why people might think they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, to follow up that real, you know, conversation stopper.
That was the thing we said, yeah.
The next thing on my list is, and this is, bear in mind, apparently insightful and entertaining to the masses. Do you like air conditioning?
I think it's necessary in a lot of places, but personally, I would rather cool the house naturally. I'm like a masochist. I like to go as long as I can without turning on either the heat or the cooling. I would wear 7 sweaters in the winter and shoes all the time. I would wear nothing in the summer.
So you're saying you don't really like it?
I understand it's necessary, and for some people, physically, they wouldn't be able to go without it. So it is a necessary thing to exist. I don't personally think it's
great. No, I think I agree with you. I think I prefer the concept of just, you know, enjoying your environment, using it a bit more naturally. However, I will say, every now and then, if we've been out doing something where, you know, we've been, I don't know, we went for a jog or something or did some exercise outside and we're like really sweaty, and then you walk into an air-conditioned place, it is pretty nice. That moment is pretty good.
It's like, it's the instant relief, but very quickly it becomes overwhelming and I start freezing again and I just wish I was outside.
Yeah, maybe. Eventually gets to that point. But then it's good to go back outside because it's a nice day out, clearly.
Yeah.
All right. See? Amazing. Amazing topic. But don't worry, I'm not done. That's not good. I have, oh my goodness, so many more. So, 3 more. That's how many more.
You gotta hurry up, because I'm just gonna start talking about Raul Julia.
Well, we will, no, that's on the, why, that's my fourth question.
God, I wish it was.
No, it's not. We'll add that as the 6th question. So, here, question 3. And it's not even a question.
What?
All it says is...
Farts?
Nope. Listening to the radio.
That's a thing that we do a lot.
do people really listen to the radio a lot still? I guess that's what I meant by that. Like, I still listen to the radio. I still listen to Top 40. And then I go and listen to, like, the, you know, the 80s, 90s station or the station that'll play stuff from the 70s sometimes. I don't listen to much from the 60s. A little, I suppose. It's like later 60s. Psychedelic shit.
I like the psychedelic shit. I like disc jockeys. Disc jockeys were always big for me growing up when I'd listen to the radio. And I listened to the radio a lot because it was the 80s and we didn't have anything else to do.
So what kind of disc jockey did you like?
Oh, well, I was raised on CBC Talk Radio. So every morning, the first thing that I would hear was...
Every morning is a Sugar Ray song.
Every morning when I wake up, there's a halo hanging from my girlfriend's four-post bed. That was probably under 15
seconds. I don't know what he says next, but there's a... he just says something. So, yeah, so what type of DJ? What? Every morning?
The Canadian, the really formal CBC Talk Radio Canadian accent. And anyone who has listened to CBC Talk Radio understands what that accent is.
That is what... That's what you want to hear?
That is a thing that I like. But I prefer the comedy stuff. We've got some decent... We have some decent local early morning talk radio DJs. We've got a trio, and they're pretty good. They're decent. And we live a block from the radio station. So we listen to them, and we can hear them talking about things we're probably actively watching.
Yeah, I guess there is an extra added bonus that we're right by them. So every now and then, they're saying stuff that's right by us. So like, that probably ups our enjoyment.
Yes, because it's like a vicarious thrill.
Even if they do something, like every now and then they'll go onto the roof of the radio station and like...
They're always going on the roof.
I don't know, I think they throw eggs at cars or something.
And they dance. There's a lot of stuff. They're always having something at the radio station. We live in such a quaint city. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird city. It's not laid out like a lot of other places we've been to. We've never been to another city.
No, we have.
No, I was doing that thing where my brain is cycling to the next set of words and I just leave really bad, poorly timed long pauses.
I know, and I do that thing where I take advantage of that moment. And every time you pause, I take advantage of you.
This magic moment.
Oh yeah, so that tells me it's time to move on to the fourth thing on my list.
Yes.
Yeah, and it says, what's that smell?
Was that something you were smelling actively as you wrote that? Somebody kept farting on the couch earlier. They denied it. Everyone denied farting.
What, with the kids?
It might have been the cat. The cat might have been farting.
Yeah. My favorite part about putting the kids to bed tonight was whispering to you just as we're closing the door, where's the keyboard? And you stealthily grabbed our six-year-old son's Casio keyboard off his bed so we could come down and I could do my laser intro.
Lasers. Pew, pew, pew. You were trying to do John Carpenter stuff. You're like,
well, that's bam, no, I'm saving that for another minute or two. I can't remember where those were.
Yeah. We should really watch Prince of Darkness.
I want to watch Suspiria again.
Oh, yeah. Are they remaking Suspiria?
Oh, yeah. There was just an announcement this week that they're going forward with a remake. They're remaking everything these days. And should you touch it and redo it? No, it does not need to be remade. But they'll do it because of money. Oh, and to be fair, it's so long ago now that even if they just updated it, it was just modern looking, but the same everything. I'd enjoy it.
See, I'm the opposite camp because Suspiria, the story isn't even that great. Like, it's a decent, it's a solid story.
No, it's a nightmare. It just doesn't stop.
But the main thing was the look of the film. The look was so specific. And I think if you remade it, it would just have to be a completely different movie. Like, you could keep the core story because it was fine. It was a good skeleton for a movie.
But... All right, so let's recap. What's that smell? The answer is don't make a remake of Suspiria. That's a bad idea.
This is what we're like. Huh. This is us.
I don't know. I don't know how we did that.
We say one thing and I don't know how we keep up with each other. You know how they have twins?
I've seen movies.
Oh, yes, yeah. They exist. But, yeah. You know...
That's usually the same actor in movies, though.
I know. It's really disappointing. Just hire some fucking twins.
And then you have a baby, and you're like, no, we'll use the twins, but there'll only be one baby.
Yeah, I don't get, because we can't have children working. But then, you know, we have to pay somebody double. But so twins in movies or in real life, I don't know, I'm not a twin. Mm-hmm. They make up their own half language where they each like say half a sentence. It's like that movie Nell.
Now, is that real? I think when they're a certain age, when they're mischievous and like 7 or 8, they think, let's make up our own language. This will mean distract mom so I can get the candy, and they'll wave their pinky over their shoulder or something. And then they'll have another thing like, this one will mean we're cool. This is our cool symbol. And then like that's as far as they get. They throw up their weird two finger over their shoulder, we're cool move every now and then. And someone will be like, what's that? And they'll be like, that's our secret twin language. Yeah, sure. You're two idiots that came up with things. I made up my own stupid like gestures with my own buddies, and we weren't twins. Maybe we had the same, you know, like Iron Man T-shirt or something, but that was it.
Do you think the twins that did successfully create a really strong language and continue to use it into adulthood, are those the ones that are most definitely going to murder people? They're the evil ones?
No, I don't think so. I think there's been very few examples in the real world of twins going on a murder rampage.
You're right. That is a horror trope.
Pretty much just a movie.
I don't even think it's any movies. It probably is. Wait. Oh, no. I'm not. That's...
Yes, no, yes, no. Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
So what was the smell? Did you have an answer for
that? What's that smell? Right now, what's that smell?
This rosé wine in futuristic bottle that you got.
This is drink wine and podcast for the second time.
Yeah. So I wiped out super bad on my rollerblades.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
And I did it in front of like 30 elementary school children and a bunch of daycare aides.
Did you feel like Pee Wee Herman from Pee Wee's Big Adventure, where he's trying to show off on his bike in front of like 5 other kids that are all like sitting on their bikes, and he hits the curb and goes flying off his bike and like, you know, falls in front of them, and he pops up, dusts himself off, and tries to look like super cool, looking at the kids, and says, I meant to do that, and then walks away.
Oh no, there was absolutely no attempt at impressing anyone. I was trying to lift my blades ever so slightly off the ground and just gain a little bit of air, and I landed poorly somehow, of course, because I'm a shitty skater, and my blades just flew right out in front of me. And I fell down really hard on my ass and my wrist. And I was wearing a wrist guard, so my wrist is fine. But I went wrist and then to elbow, and I skinned my elbow really badly. And I was really thankful that I wasn't wearing my Star Wars jacket, because I have a really expensive Her Universe Star Wars driver's jacket. And I think if I was wearing it, the fabric probably would have gotten abraded or damaged, and that would have been upsetting. I say, like a robot who can feel emotions.
My feeling would be activated. Activate the feeling.
I don't know if you remember, but
no.
Several podcasts ago, like probably within our first 5,
yeah,
we were talking about how much we sounded like robots, and then we just started saying stuff about the vaginal canal and robot voices.
Yeah.
It's like vaginal canal.
What a horrible episode that must be.
It's one of the better ones.
Oh no.
So was that your last
oh no thing? That was only number 4.
Oh,
only number 4.
Ooh.
What's that smell? I wiped out on rollerblades. We can say vaginal canal like robots. All right, so number 5 on my list of just genius things to talk about will shoot us to number 1 in the category of all time things. Question 5. What Dungeons & Dragons character alignment are you?
Oh, I always thought of myself kind of as like a chaotic neutral. I'm definitely chaotic.
I'm a chaotic neutral.
Well, maybe I'm probably closer. One of those
dirty neutrals.
No, I'm probably closer to chaotic good, because I do want things to be good, and I always try to make things better for people actively. But I'm really bad at it, and I don't always know the best way to go about things. It's like if a cat had human consciousness, and it would do things that were still tainted by cat logic. So it would probably, you know, murder a bunch of birds or something. But right. It wouldn't understand why it's wrong.
Why? So, Dungeons & Dragons alignments for anyone who doesn't know, and if you're listening to this, you probably know, but it's a combination of two different groups. In your first group, you have, what is it, lawful...
Well, are you doing the good, neutral, evil?
Yeah, because there's, what is it, lawful, neutral, and evil. And then the other grouping of three is good...
Chaotic.
Wait a minute, no, I got that wrong. It's lawful, neutral, chaotic. Oh, geez.
You're so bad at being a nerd. Do you know how many hundreds of dollars worth of role-playing supplements we have?
Our two subscribers just unsubscribed.
They're like, these fucking guys. Ugh. I thought they were
anyways,
cool. They're fake nerds.
We'll just cut that. We'll cut all that out. There's nine alignments in...
there are. It's a 3x3 grid.
Yeah. Well, you're not evil, I think.
No, I'm chaotic.
But that's just, well, you can be chaotic evil. That's an option.
But do you think I'm chaotic evil?
No, I'm trying to rule out evil. Because if you rule out evil, you eliminate three of the possible alignments.
Yes, I'm not evil.
Are you sure?
Yep.
All right, okay. So we've ruled out evil, I guess.
You seem convinced enough. Oh, God, we have so much more wine.
Are you neutral?
No, because I think true neutrality always benefits the aggressor. Therefore, I believe you do have to stand for something, which is against the bad thing. It's as political as I'm getting on this.
The aggressor needs to what? Okay. So you don't think you're neutral. So that just leaves the three different good alignments. Lawful good, neutral good, and chaotic good.
Yes, chaotic good.
So what is that? No laws apply to you?
No. Chaotic doesn't necessarily mean that they wouldn't obey the law. It means that their actions would be unpredictable, and perhaps they wouldn't always go about things in the best way. I think you could have, you definitely will have a mix of chaotic good people or characters who don't believe in the law, or they break the law, because that's their chaos. But for me, it would just be, I like to help, but I'm not always good at it, and sometimes I say things and I don't understand the consequences, or the consequences aren't what I intended. I actually do that a lot in games. I try to help, and I just destroy everything. Where I'm like, I'm going to help my party. And it ends with, I've cut everyone's heads off with a vorpal blade.
All right. This whole alignment conversation is awful.
Yeah, we are clearly not in any position to remotely describe alignments. Because I feel like at some point in the things we were saying, we'd created there was a possibility that you could have neutral. I was like, I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, true neutral.
That's the worst alignment ever.
It's like the free square in Bingo. You're like, whatever, I don't care about any decision that happens here.
You know who needs to play true neutral? That guy who can't make it to your gaming session every week. Sometimes he's there and sometimes he's not. True neutral just helps explain why today he decided to fuck off and not be there.
That's a good, actually, before you play a game with anyone, you should ask what you think their commitment might be. Like, how often do you think, realistically, you can attend the gaming sessions? And if someone's like, I'm going to be honest, maybe like half the time, just be like, you have to be neutral. You can't have strong opinions anyway about anything.
No, you can, as long as you're there, because you think good needs to be up. But hey, when you're not there next week, oh no, he decided the bad guys needed a hand, or you were doing too well, so he just dropped out for a bit. He'll be back later. Mm-hmm.
It's just the intersection of...
Big yawns. Welcome to Big Yawns, where you can buy... pillows, I guess. Yeah, we would sell pillows at Big Yawns, wouldn't we?
Big Yawns. I figured Yawn was the name of the proprietor, and they were very large.
Big Yawns.
Welcome to Big Yawns.
Is he selling plus-size pants for men? Plus-size pants for men. Say plus-size pants. Try it.
Plus-sized pants.
Yeah.
I don't know what pants are. Like, I understand what pants...
Lips don't understand anymore.
Yeah.
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 What?
I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just suddenly lost all the oxygen to my brain. All of it. It was gone.
Just lost it. I misplaced that air from my brain for a moment. It I found not, it, though. Here it is.
Not in my brain. The bottle of wine that Church bought looks like something that would be backlit by blinding white light and sitting on the shelf of a very fancy cyberpunk bar. It's like, it's a big, skinny, clear bottle, but then there is some sandblasting and the font is very futuristic. It looks like the alien font.
I bought it solely based on the shape of the bottle.
Yeah, it was a decent pick.
On my way out in line, I saw in the cooler that they have right at the line, there was like a really fancy, weird-looking bottle of Italian wine, and it was very reasonably priced. I was like, next time.
Next time, Italian bottle.
It was the weirdest-looking bottle. It was like a little, like, house, like a hut.
That sounds intriguing. I listened to a podcast about beer.
Uh-huh.
It's called Pretty Little Pints. It's three ladies from Orlando, and they drink, and they talk about beer, and they had a guest on, and he was the owner of a brewing company, and it was pretty neat.
Oh, wow. Man,
I learned a lot about beer, actually. I was playing Minecraft while I was listening to it. So the coolness of learning about beer was canceled out by building a house in Minecraft. But they talked about comic books, too. They talked about Free Comic Book Day. So it's like, I didn't feel quite as bad. I was like, oh, good. I am cool enough to listen to this. I felt like an imposter for a moment.
Cool enough? What? Okay. Three ladies talking about beer.
All those hipsters that get together and talk about craft brews.
Do I rank listening to people talk about beer? That's pretty high society. I don't know.
It seems like you need to know a lot. Am I welcome here?
Ooh, beer.
These people know far too much about beer for my comfort.
Microbrew? What the hell is that?
Is it like in a really small can?
I like tiny bottles of beer.
We get the microbrew, and then we get the macrobrew, which is just a big-ass can. It's a big-ass. No, I think that's just what they call, like the big three, whatever, beer.
Big cans.
We used to have so many empty beer bottles because we would have parties and everyone would leave their beer bottles. I don't know if this is a thing in places where you don't get bottle deposits back, but generally, if you have a party and you bring your own beer, the etiquette is you leave your bottles so that the host can return them to the liquor store and then get a deposit back and then buy more beer. It's like a thank you. We used to have, like, ridiculous amount of beer bottles under our stairs. I don't know where that aside came from.
We did have a lot of beer bottles.
We had a closet under the stairs. We lived in an underground duplex. I hate
returning beer bottles.
I know. I didn't even realize they still have the bottle deposits until one of our friends told me. Because I just did... I'm like, no, I'm not even going to think that I'm throwing away money.
Oh, no, no. Oh, the recycling bin's calling your name. I don't care about... A nickel a bottle? Or whatever the hell they pay you. A nickel?
I think...
That's not even really money.
I think if you were to return the amount that we collect within a month, because we don't drink, but we have people who bring alcohol
over. She says, holding a glass of wine.
Oh, God, yeah. Way to point out that I'm a hypocrite, Church. This is why we're getting divorced.
Are we?
Oh, no, that's again, we're not.
This is the divorce episode.
The divorce episode. We got back together. We realized we're lazy and we don't want to date.
Oh, dating. Oh, could you imagine?
Do you think you would be good at dating if you had to do it?
No. No. I'd probably luck my way through it, though, somehow, because I'd expect total failure and not going anywhere. But that's sort of like my default thought that I'm always going to blow it and it'll never work out for me. And that's okay. And I just accept it. And so I just... get comfortable with being me and not trying to impress anyone, and I would luck my way through it somehow, I think.
You're just happy-go-lucky.
No, happy-go-easy. I'm not very lucky.
We'll go find some sort of speed dating thing held at a hotel, and we'll just go and we'll talk to people for 5 minutes.
Well, how do you think you'd do if you had to date again?
Oh, God, so bad.
Well, you'd have no problem getting dates, but they'd all be the... It would just be the, I hate to say it, but they'd be weirdos, probably. And I mean, I'm a weirdo, but a different type of weirdo. I am a superior weirdo.
I attract weirdos. And I don't know, I somehow managed to luck out in getting you, who is a regular, normal person.
I must apologize to everyone who finds Mercy attractive, because I just said you're all weirdos.
Well, I didn't think that was a knock on my physical looks. I thought we were just talking about my personality attracts really intense people.
Did I say physically attracted? Did I?
Oh. Hmm.
I just said attracted.
I defaulted to that.
I don't think it's all about my looks, even though you didn't say anything about my looks. That just popped in there, but it's not about my looks. I look good, right?
Can you tell maybe I'm a little bit sensitive? No, I'm not. I don't think. I probably am. Fuck, I don't know. No, I would be so shitty at dating, because I hate having to get comfortable with new people, because it's just such a pain in the ass.
Thanks for listening. This has been Our Honest Life with Church and Mercy. If you'd like to know more about us, or have any questions or comments, you can find us on Twitter at Our Honest Pod, or contact us through email at ourhonestlife@gmail.com. Thanks again.